From hitthatline.com and across all of the ESPN Arkansas platforms, and in association with the Arkansas Sports Network, it's the only in-depth high school sports podcast in the state of Arkansas. It's Primetime Preps. And here's your hosts, Brad Caldwell and Bill Harshaw.
Welcome into another edition of Primetime Preps. By now, you should know us.
That's right.
We got Bill Harshaw over here, Brad Caldwell, two bald guys talking about high school sports.
We need to work on your beard a little
bit. Right. It's really a lost cause, Bill. I mean, honestly, it's just a lost cause. I do have my Razorback baseball t-shirt on today. I'm excited. Razorbacks had a big weekend this weekend.
How about them Hawks, man?
And as you can see, we're at a baseball park here. We're at Pottsville, home of the defending 4A state softball champions. When I say defending, we do have to go back all the way to 2019 because of the COVID situation that was last year. But we do have a baseball season upcoming, so it's good. And I think there's a lot of people that are excited about warmer weather.
Yeah.
And hearing the ping on that bat.
I know I am. I was hearing the ping on the bat when I was watching those games over the weekend from the Razorbacks. They got me all excited, you know, watching the white stuff go away. The spring is on the way. Ball's ready.
Yeah.
I mean, we're ready to hear the ping of the bat. And we're setting up. We're getting ready to do some Pottsville baseball here this season on the Russellville Sports Network, and that's what we're doing. So we figured, you know, while we're at it, let's just go ahead and shoot from here.
Right.
So here we are at the Pottsville baseball field.
Yeah, and again, let's do all the preliminaries. We've got the Russellville Sports Network. We've got the Arkansas Sports Network. We've got Hit That Line Arkansas all on Facebook that you can go and like. Also, go like us on SoundCloud, iTunes, Google Play. There's probably some that I'm missing here, but there's so many platforms that we do appear on here on the ESPN platforms. Again, thank you to Ty and Tommy for that. We're part of the ESPN Podcast Network as well, so we're excited about that. So make sure that you go check out all of those places. Make sure that you give us a like and a thumbs up. We're excited about the show today. And we do want to talk a little bit about what has happened since we had a show 2 weeks ago, or was our last show. Bill got a little sick last time. And anyway, it was cold, it was snowy,
it was.
And there were some people that thought that their seasons were going to be over.
Yeah. Ultimately, what it boils down to is because of the snow, a lot of these district tournaments that are about to tip off, a lot of these district tournaments said, you know what, we're just going to send our top four seeds on to regional, and that's that. And that left a bad taste in a lot of schools' mouth because of what happened last year. And they're looking at another season where they don't get to finish the season on their own terms.
Right.
And the AAA, I think, did a solid this time, did everybody a good favor by saying, you know what, we're not going to do that. Let's just push everything back a week, continue to have your district tournaments as usual. Now, those district tournaments are held at the home court of
yep.
the highest seed team. So you're going to have baseball or basketball games going on all the way across the state at the same time tonight
right.
And Thursday night. And these games are going to continue to go on, and we're going to continue to have that state tournament as well.
And as you said, kids get a chance to end their season on the floor, not by somebody saying, you're not playing ball anymore. And so, you know, governing bodies are easy to bag on these days, and trust me, they are easy to bag on. AAA is one of them. They get bagged on a lot by a lot of people. But on this time, I think they made the right call.
I agree. They definitely did. They gave these kids the opportunity to put the ball in their own hands and say, you know, I don't care if I'm a 5 seed or a 6 seed. We had some bad games along the way. The ball didn't bounce our way, and we've gelled together more than what we may have done with the game that cost us that number 4 seed. And so as a result, these teams that are 5 and 6s, they get a chance to stay alive. Their season mm-hmm. was over. It's not over anymore.
Henry Apple and I spoke about the big schools playing conference tournaments, and some are and some are not. But I really like it. I like the big schools playing the conference tournaments. I wish that they would implement that. I know that there's been some of that over the last couple of years where we've played blended conferences and stuff like that, and they play district tournaments in the big conferences. This year, COVID has caused them to play some conference tournaments. Some are not. I like it. I think it's cool. Give some teams a chance. And that's I right. know that they get their opportunities, they take them. And so, you know, sometimes every once in a while, 5, 6, 7 pulls it out. Last year, I remember in the 2A, it was Hackett. Hackett finished 7th in the 4-2A West, and we're within just a few minutes of making the regional final. So sometimes you can move up a freshman, things change for your team, that sort of thing. I'm glad that they allowed it to happen. So district tournaments all across the state, we will be broadcasting from Pottsville tonight. We would like to also remind you about the ESPN Podcast Network. It's brought to you by Breeden RV Center. Breeden RV Center, family-owned and operated, and no-pressure, laid-back atmosphere, and always feel home, free of maintenance for life. And that's the podcast network that we're part of here at ESPN, brought to you by Breeden RV Center.
There you have it.
Yeah, we're excited about that. Again, you know, all of the podcasts that are on the ESPN platforms, Hog Talk Podcast, and now I'm trying to mention it, which is not good when you're recording.
No, you don't want to try to remember it on the fly. That's definitely never a good thing.
Ty Richardson's podcast, the one that he's bringing in the journalists from out all over the state. Awesome podcast there that Ty is doing. So anyway, and I think he's even got a fantasy football podcast during the season. But anyway, we're going to go to our first break. We've got a special guest for you, Ethan Gregory and Coach Mike McDonald from Mountain Burg are on today. Mountain Burg making a run in Class 2A, won the 2A, I believe it's 2A4 district there, beating Lavaca and beating Akron. And then we've also got Henry Apple of Northwest Arkansas Democrat Gazette, and he's going to talk to us a little bit about what's going on in Northwest Arkansas in hoops. We haven't gotten a chance to talk NWA hoops this year, and so we're going to talk to him in just a little bit. So stay tuned with us, and we will be back right after this.
Your family, your most prized possession, you want to take care of them. You want to give them the very best. When choosing a pharmacy, you want someone that knows your name, understands you and your way of life. At Rose Drug, they will take care of your family just like you were their own. They will be someone that you can trust with the ones that you love the most. That's Rose Drug in Russellville.
Here, in the heart of the River Valley, is St. Mary's Regional Health System. Here is the area's most comprehensive range of medical services, along with advanced treatment options and responsive emergency care. Here is our team of more than 900 professionals who bring healthcare to life through people caring for people. And it is here where you can count on St. Mary's to always be, because to us, community matters. For more than 90 years, our investment in our community has been unmatched. And today, that couldn't be stronger. St. Mary's, we're here for you.
When is the last time you had a life insurance checkup? Does your life insurance plan provide you with critical illness coverage or long-term care coverage? Contact the experts at Giroux & Associates for a life insurance checkup today. Protect your most valuable asset, yourself. Call Mike Giroux at 888-360-8611 to schedule an appointment today.
Here on Five Time Preps, we have part of our Hometown Heroes series. We've got two hometown heroes. One are from Mountain Burg, Arkansas. We've got Coach Mike McDonald and Mr. Ethan Gregory. Man, thanks for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
Appreciate you having us on.
So, Coach, Mountain Burg, having a great year this year, 16-4 on the year. Moved up into the top six in the Arkansas Democrat Gazette rankings. I can tell you from me as a former Mountain Burg Dragon, that was the first time I ever saw Mountain Burg climb up into that top six. So tell us a little bit about this year and what's happening so far.
Yeah, that was exciting for us too. It just, you know, like I told the guys, that doesn't win us any games, but it's a good testament to what you've done so far. And so we were excited about that. And it's been a really good year. We've, you know, like you said, 16-4, and we've lost three overtime games, and our fourth loss was 1 point. So we were just a few points away from being 20-0. Which anyway, it's been exciting. Great group of kids. They're good players, but man, they're coachable. They do the right things, and they're just fun to be around and fun to coach. So it's been a great year.
No, Mountainburg is not a school that people talk about a lot when you're talking about 2A sports. I mean, you've had a solid football program. Basketball's had pockets of success, but this is one of the best teams Mountainburg's had in several years.
It is. You know, this group of seniors, when they were sophomores, we made state tournament, which is first time in a while and not many times in the last 40 years that they've made the state tournament. And so we really came on at the end of the year that year. And, you know, last year had some adversity. Ethan got hurt, and so he missed the whole season last year. Had a couple kids move off. And so – but the kids that were here, man, they got a lot of experience, and that's really paying off this year. So, and then you add Ethan back in the mix, and all of a sudden, you know, things are just a lot easier. And then you've got guys with experience that have been there. And so that combination just really kind of all come together this year. So it's been good.
Ethan, you're averaging almost 22 points a game, several rebounds, 8 rebounds, I think is what we said, 6 assists. And I mean, you're filling up the stat sheet here as a senior. What do you attribute your success to this year?
Everybody just working together. If I'm not scoring, if I have a bad game, someone else is going to be open. Someone else is going to score. But everybody just trusts me with the ball, and I know I can see them when they don't even think about it.
Yeah, you definitely, again, filling up the scoring sheet, but, man, 8 rebounds and 6 assists to go along with, and I think 3 steals is what we said. I mean, that is – it's phenomenal numbers this year, headed for a definite all-state selection there in your conference. Let's talk about your conference a little bit. You guys you picked up a loss the other night in overtime against Akron. You got Lavaca coming up. I mean, you guys are in a battle with 2 really good teams in your conference.
Yeah. We are. That was a tough one on the road at Akron. We did not shoot the ball well as we have, you know, but down double digits in the first half, these guys didn't quit, took our first lead with about 1.5 minutes to go and thought we were going to finish it. Just didn't quite do it, but showed a lot of fight and grit, and that's what these guys have done all year. And, you know, disappointing, but we know Acorn's a good team, and on the road, that's a tough place to play. Lavaca, you know, we almost got them at their place. We've got them tonight at our place. I know it's going to be, we're going to have to play really well to have a chance. If we do that, then we'll go, we've got one more left at Magazine, and that would be to play for a share of the conference title and possible 1 seed if we were able to get Lavaca tonight and get them tomorrow. So, but those 2 teams are really good. I think that top 3 teams in our conference are as good as a lot of people in 2A in the state. I know there's some teams at the top that people really talk about, but we got some good basketball going on in our conference. And so I like our chances for our conference and regionals and go from there. So,
well, last year, Lavaca made the semifinals of the state tournament. So, obviously, they are a very good ball team and one with a little bit of tradition. Coached by a former Winslow Squirrel, Renner Reed, man. I played ball against him in high school. Remember going to that gym and had the old green rubber floor at the time. So I remember playing against Renner and just right up the road from Mountainburg. Ethan, let's talk about some of your teammates here. Let's get some mentions in about who's doing what, who's helping you out here as you guys have been so successful this year.
We got Sam Ortlieb. He's stepped up. He's a junior. He stepped up becoming the point guard, so I didn't have to bring the ball down and then dish it off and then have to go run the play. Luke Moxley, he's another one of those point guards. He can get – if we get him the ball, he'll make a good pass. Waylon Cluck, he's our sharpshooter. He's catch and shoot. He's the best shooter pretty much on our team. We have two bigs, Jordan Davidson, Zach Jones. They help us a lot because if we didn't have them, we wouldn't have any size. It'd be me and Waylon, and we're both 6'1". It wouldn't. They're both like 6'4", 6'5". So it helps us a lot when they're down low.
Those 6'4" and 6'5" guys are guys that we didn't have when I played at Mount Berg. We had a bunch of 6'1" guys running around, shooting a lot of three-pointers and running the floor a lot, that's for sure. Well, guys, we really appreciate you joining us here on Primetime Preps on our Hometown Heroes series, and we're looking forward to what Mount Berg does for the rest of the year.
Yeah, absolutely. You mind if I mention a couple of those guys real quick?
Go ahead.
Yeah, well, kind of go along with Ethan here. Waylon Cluck, he mentioned Waylon. He dude's averaged about 14 points a game, 6 boards, 3.5 assists. Is in the record book, state record book, several times. He hit 9 threes in the game last year in one game. He's hit 6 many times. I think he hit 7 once in the game last year. Dude's a shooter. And they make a really good combo, him and Ethan. Ethan's one of the best passers I've ever seen, to be honest with you. He can go score, but the dude is a phenomenal passer. And but with Cluck out there, man, teams cannot help off of him. And that really opens the floor up. And then, like you said, we've got the big guys inside that are doing a great job. And then Sam and Luke and Austin Byron and these guys that really know their role and really, really play it, really buy into it. And there's no animosity or jealousy or anything like that, man. They just – it's whoever it's night it is that night, they're excited for them, and they do whatever it takes to get the win that night. And so really appreciate those guys. But Waylon, dude's a shooter, man. He's good. He's a good shooter. So wanted to mention him for sure.
Yeah. Well, coaches, you need to get down here and watch some Mountain Berg Dragon basketball. Apparently they've got some guys out there that can play on the next level. Just need to give them a chance. So, we need to get a look here. So you guys really appreciate you joining us here on Primetime Preps. And like I said, we're going to be looking forward – to seeing what you guys do for the rest of the year.
Thank you for having us. And hopefully we can keep it going.
Absolutely. That's Ethan Gregory and Coach Michael McDonald of the Mount Berg Dragons joining us here on the Giroux & Associates Hotline, and we will be back with more Primetime Preps right after this.
Your family. Your most prized possession. You want to take care of them. You want to give them the very best. When choosing a pharmacy, you want someone that knows your name, understands you and your way of life. At Rose Drug, they will take care of your family just like you were their own. They will be someone that you can trust with the ones that you love the most. That's Rose Drug in Russellville.
Here, in the heart of the River Valley, is St. Mary's Regional Health System. Here is the area's most comprehensive range of medical services, along with advanced treatment options and responsive emergency care. Here is our team of more than 900 professionals who bring healthcare to life through people caring for people. And it is here where you can count on St. Mary's to always be, because to us, community matters. For more than 90 years, our investment in our community has been unmatched. And today, that couldn't be stronger. St. Mary's, we're here for you.
When is the last time you had a life insurance checkup? Does your life insurance plan provide you with critical illness coverage or long-term care coverage? Contact the experts at Giroux & Associates for a life insurance checkup today. Protect your most valuable asset, yourself. Call Mike Giroux at 888-360-8611 to schedule an appointment today.
Associates Hotline on Primetime Preps. We have got Henry Apple. He is with the Northwest Arkansas Democrat Gazette. Henry, thank you for joining us here on Primetime Preps.
Oh, it's my pleasure, Brad. It's a case where I'm up here in Northwest Arkansas right now, but hey, those who remember me and remember me well, I'm a Dover boy at heart, so I know Central Arkansas quite well.
Yes, you do. I remember. I remember the days of the Courier. You were at the Courier, and I remember that. You and I had a conversation last year at the regional tournament at Berryville, talking about some of the things that I was doing, and I'm really glad and appreciative that you're joining us here on Primetime Preps tonight.
Well, I'm glad to be on here. It's an honor to be able to talk about high school sports. I know the Northwest Arkansas Democrat Gazette, we do a weekly podcast, but hey, this is going to allow me to go and share my thoughts with a few other people that may not get to hear this podcast. So
that's right. Well, hey, tell us about the podcast. Tell us where they can find it and when they can find it.
There's various places where you can find it. It's called Prep Rally, the podcast. It, I know we normally tape it either on Wednesdays or Thursdays. There's a various ways where SoundCloud, I know, is one of them where you can find it. And there's other places where you can find it where Chip Souza, Rick Fires, myself, and Paul Boyd on occasion gets in and we talk high school sports, whatever the case may be.
Hey, that's awesome, man. Well, you're reaching a different group here. We are statewide, and we're going to talk a little bit of hoops here. And let's just get started. Northwest Arkansas is where you're at, so let's start right there in Northwest Arkansas. Let's start in the 6A. Tell us a little bit about what's going on in 6A hoops up there in Northwest Arkansas.
Well, in the 6A West, in the boys division, we already know who the number one seed is. That is Bentonville. They're right now 12-0 in conference play. They've already secured the number one seed going into the a new thing. It's the 6A West Conference Tournament because they decided at the beginning of the season if there were going to be any games missed because of the coronavirus, there was going to be a tournament. And unfortunately, we missed, I think, the right off the bat, we missed one. And so tournament time, there's still teams jockeying for positions with two games to go, and that's where the situation that we just had in the last few days is going to play a big part in it because there could be some teams improve their position now with a win or two this week because they weren't going to have those games. But now it's you get the regular season games, and then you get to go to the tournament.
Tell us a little bit of what you think about the bigger schools playing the conference tournaments. I'm sure the coaches are probably not all that thrilled with it. To me, it adds a certain element, like you're talking about, where a team could play their way in to where they haven't been able to, especially since they take the top six into the state tournament out of each conference. You've got 7 and 8 seeds that have a chance, and then you've got teams that can jockey for position. And I like it. I think it's great. I think that it allows teams to do what we're talking about. It also allows teams to play in a tournament atmosphere before they get into a tournament atmosphere. And, you know, to me, you've got the small schools do it. You got district tournaments and regional tournaments from 4A and down. I don't see why the 6A and 5A don't play them all the time.
You know, it's an interesting aspect. You know, a lot of the coaches, like you said, they will tell you that's what the regular season is for. You know, that's how you get yourself set up for the state tournament. You do what you're supposed to do in the regular season. You take, for instance, the Bentonville, who now will go in this conference as number one seed. All it takes is one loss, and they're not number one anymore. They may go into the conference season as a third seed or a fourth seed if they lose twice in that conference tournament. So there's the aspect of them not liking it because, you know, in the past years, hey, you get that number – you win the conference regular season title, you've got that number one seed. You get that first round bye.
Yeah, absolutely. I really like the thought of it. I do. So let's talk a little bit about the girls' side here in the 6A West and talk about what's going on up there in Northwest Arkansas.
Here again, this is where the last few days have really played some things out. The 6A West was going to just cut the last week of the regular season off, go straight to the tournament. Well, it left the situation where Bentonville had lost one game, a game not because of COVID. It was weather-related. You know, I think it was the Friday before last week. They lost a game against Rogers. Well, they're 10-1, but Fayetteville was 11-1. Fayetteville was fixing to get the top seed from Bentonville and in this conference tournament. Now that the 6A West said, hey, we're going to go ahead, push things back just like the state tournament did, Bentonville now gets to play those three games, and they get a chance to earn that top seed. And there's, again, there's some other teams that could jockey for different positions than what they would have been had we been in the conference tournament this week. You're going to see Rogers and Harbor with a chance to jockey for positions. You're going to see Rogers Heritage and Bentonville West jockeying for 5 and 6. So it's going to make it interesting in this last few days before this conference tournament goes on.
Tell us a little bit about some players up there that are standing out in the 6A West, both boys and girls.
When you talk about the 6A West and the boys, you know, the one thing I like about Bentonville, you know, a lot of people a few years ago thought, you know, Malik Monk, you know, the stardom and all this. With Bentonville, there's not a star player on this team. They do things, you know, there is 5, 6, 7 people in that group, and any of them could do it on one any given night. And Coach Rippey, Dick Rippey, told me, he says, hey, when we get 3 or 4 of them going all at the same time, then we're really, really good. But some interesting players to watch in the 6A West. You have, for Fayetteville, Landon Glasper, a kid who can score 30 points on any night, and I saw him do it the other night against Bentonville West, including and he hit a shot with he was fouled and hit 2 free throws with 0.8 seconds left in overtime to give Fayetteville a win over Springdale in the last game they played. And also have C.J. Williams, who is the son of Arkansas assistant coach Corey Williams. So those two can get after it. Bentonville West has a couple of good players in Riley Buccino and Tucker Anderson on down the line. In the girls in the 6A West, of course, there's a tower up here. Her name is Miriam Dotta, 6'6", has already signed with Baylor. She can go get it. And then some others you can definitely watch out for. For Fayetteville, there's Caroline Lyles and there's Caroline Bridges. Caroline Bridges has already signed with North Alabama. Trying to think of some others along the way. A good little player I've seen from Springdale Harbor is Kaylin Coons, who I saw her put up 31 points the other night in a game. But she's going to play volleyball instead of basketball when the season comes. And she'll sign with she's already committed to play volleyball at Central Arkansas.
All right, so let's move down. 5A West kind of covers everything, Central Arkansas and Northwest Arkansas. Let's move on down into the smaller schools, into 4A, and we got regional tournaments coming up. Some district tournament going on right now as we speak with the 4A1. Tell us about the 4A1, what's going on in it.
You know, the 4A1 is could arguably one of the toughest conferences in the state, bar none. And when you have the firepower of a defending state co-champion with Farmington, a team like Harrison, who's undefeated, who would have expected in the days of COVID, and then you have the tough 4A1, a team go completely unscathed through the regular season, but these girls have done it. Then you have P. Ridge, a very good P. Ridge team. And the problem is, when you have such a good conference like this, you're going to have some good teams that all of a sudden tonight saw their season end. You know, I was talking with Farmington coach Brad Johnson. A lot of people in the River Valley know Brad Johnson, the Darnell boy. I was talking to him, and I said, you know, there's 5 teams in this league, very good teams, and somebody is going to get left out of this going to regional play. And he looked at me and says, no, there are 6 good teams in this league, because you better not count out Berryville if they ever play a game at home. And sure enough, tonight in the quarterfinals, Berryville knocks off a good Gravette team and they're on into the semifinals. They will go on to the regional, while a good Gravette team that was 14-7, and I watched them the other day, beat Farmington by 12 points. Well, guess what? Their season is now completed.
Yeah, it is amazing. And you, there are several good teams up there, you know, and so many teams up there with tradition. I mean, Huntsville is a traditional team that I think they finished last in the league this year. Prairie Grove is a team that in recent years has won state championships. And then you've got all those teams that are at the top of the conference right now. I mean, Harrison, like you said, Harrison moving down into 4A hoops. And then I saw that Huntsville on the boys' side actually beat Harrison and knocked them out of the regional tournament, believe it or not. Huntsville moving on to the semifinals and stamping their berth into regional with a victory over Harrison. You know, I know because I lived in Huntsville. They are celebrating right now in Eagle Land.
Oh, most definitely. You know, that's what they were looking for. And, you know, like I said, Harrison had picked up some momentum because, you know, they only won like 4 games in the regular season. Well, they won 2 in the conference, and all they needed was one more to get into the regional. But unfortunately, there was a roadblock there in Charles Berry Gymnasium tonight.
Yeah, tough place to play in. And I'll tell you right now, Harrison folks don't like to go play over there at Berry Gymnasium. It's a different world over there at Huntsville. I can tell you, I lived there for 4 years, and it's great people over there, great place. But very small gym, probably the smallest in that conference, different atmosphere altogether there at Huntsville. But they are building a new gym over there, so which people said would never get done.
Well, you had to get – I guess you had to get Charles Berry out of there first, because he put his cement in that place.
Yes, he did.
The gym is named after him. And of course, Coach Stafford getting the court named after him. So
two legends that coached there at the same time. And Coach Berry coached there from 1968, I believe, to 2018 or 17, one of the two. He won a state championship in 1997. And was quoted as saying that this would be one of his last years to coach.
Yeah. But
what a fantastic conversation you can have with Charles Berry and Jim Stafford. They're just incredible guys. But anyway, anything else going on in the 4A1 that we need to touch on?
Of course, they're going to go into the semifinal rounds tomorrow night. Now you've got to the point where you're going for seedings. Huntsville will go to travel to Farmington, a very good Farmington team, now taken over by Johnny Taylor, who had coached at Star City. He's coached around. He's got a couple of exciting players, and I did a little piece on this while covering a game. His leading scorer is his son, which is a freshman.
Wow.
And the second leading scorer is a senior who's the son of the assistant coach. And he was telling me, he says, we've got 5 coaches and we've got 5 kids in the program that are sons of coaches. Yeah. So, hey, that's the one way you build a team.
Hey. And very, very few coaches' kids are bad. Usually they're really good.
Yeah. And then on the other side, in the other semifinal, you've got a Berryville team that's only lost, I think, 3 games the entire regular season. And they will host Shiloh Christian, who upended Prairie Grove tonight. They out at Prairie Grove. Prairie Grove led most of the game until Shiloh got 2 critical 3-pointers in the last 2 minutes to take a 43-41 game. And so now Shiloh Christian will go into the semifinals and the regionals.
Very tough conference up there on the boys' side as well. I mean, that's underrated basketball played up there in the 4A1. Lots of shooters, lots of 3-point shooting, a lot of skill up there that, you know, sometimes gives the matchup problems in the state tournaments. And I'll be calling tomorrow night, I'll be calling Pottsville, taking on Subiaco for a spot in the regional tournament tomorrow night down here. And of course, you've got Morrilton, and Ozark, are the top two. And then you've got Dardanelle, who is in a play-in game themselves against Clarksville. Very tough conference down here on the boys' side. Going to make for a very good regional at Ozark next week.
Yeah, I think the 4A1 may come into the regional with a little chip on their shoulder, because I think they've gone like 2 years or so now without having a team advance from the regional into the state. The 4A4 has dominated this conference here recently, and so the 4A1 teams have got a little bit to prove.
Oh, for sure. And the 4A4 does – they definitely have some tough teams. Ozark and Morrilton jump off the page at you. Morrilton, obviously, with Joseph Pinion, very good player there. Morrilton is a team that is loaded. They're very talented. They've got an opportunity to play for a state championship, depending on the draw. Obviously, you don't want to have to go through Magnolia to do that. But, you know, Morrilton's going to be hosting the state tournament, so that's also going to be something that we're going to be looking at there and a feather in their cap as well. Let's do real quick here. We've been on quite a while here, Henry. Man, thank you for joining us. It's awesome talking to you. Tell us a little bit about the 3A and 2A real quick.
Okay. Not very familiar with the 2A. We've got a rather young conference up here, the 2A1. So I'm not really familiar with that. But when it comes to the 3A1, I'm very familiar with that. And there is a very good conference in the 3A1. Bergman won the regular season title this year. Just went through it unscathed. And I got to watch him play earlier this year. They're led by Elijah Royce, who this kid has been a 3-year starter, and just, you never know when he's going to pull out a double-double. And he's done it numerous times throughout his career. And then he's complemented with like a kid like Asher Fultz, who this kid can shoot and score 30 points on a given night. And he's got some other players going around him. But you can't count out a good team like Elkins. You can't count out a good team like Valley Springs. They're going to be in the contention as far as heading to the regional. On the girls' side, Valley Springs, don't count out Valley Springs because they're the defending state champion. But yet, Bergman is 30-1, went undefeated through the 3-1 conference. Their only loss was to Grierson Westside, and it was by 1 point. Can you imagine 2 points keeping you away from an undefeated season right now, and especially at 31-0?
Right. Wow. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Well, Henry, man, we really appreciate you joining us here on Primetime Preps on the Giroux and Associates Hotline. And tell us one more time about that podcast.
It's called Prep Rally, the podcast. It's from the Northwest Arkansas Democrat Gazette Sports Writers. We do it on a weekly basis. There's various ways you can pick it up on SoundCloud and other ways you can pick it up. But, yeah, we sit in there. We go about 30 minutes talking, you know, what if it's football, if it's wrestling, if it's basketball. We, you know, we try to have good information most of the time. You just never know with some of us, you know. Some of us – aren't the greatest in the world. You know, we write. We don't talk.
Now, are you watching these Dover girls down here? They're doing pretty good.
I have been keeping my eye on them, though. Boy, the number two seed, and what a difference it made from them dropping down from 4A to 3A. Because they have really moved on that.
Now, they have a sophomore, the McCarty kid. She's a fantastic player. She's helped that sophomore class. Really helped. They've got a good senior class there too. That I've been watching them. If they played 4A ball this year, they would have very well competed. They are something else this year. They're a good team. So anyway, so I just want to throw that in there for an old Dover boy, you know.
Yeah, and then also down there when you're talking to Atkins and Lamar and all that, I've stepped in those gyms maybe the new Lamar gym, if they got the chance to open it. I haven't been in that, but I was in the old one a number of times.
Yeah. Well, Henry, man, thanks for joining us here. We appreciate it. May have to come back to you here in the state tournament.
Okay. Hey, feel free to.
Thanks a lot. That's Henry Apple of the Northwest Arkansas Democrat Gazette joining us here on Primetime Preps. We'll be back right after this.
your family, your most prized possession. You want to take care of them. You want to give them the very best. When choosing a pharmacy, you want someone that knows your name, understands you and your way of life. At Rose Drug, they will take care of your family just like you were their own. They will be someone that you can trust with the ones that you love the most. That's Rose Drug in Russellville.
Here, in the heart of the River Valley, is St. Mary's Regional Health System. Here is the area's most comprehensive range of medical services, along with advanced treatment options and responsive emergency care. Here is our team of more than 900 professionals who bring healthcare to life through people caring for people. And it is here where you can count on St. Mary's to always be, because to us, community matters. For more than 90 years, our investment in our community has been unmatched. And today, that couldn't be stronger. St. Mary's, we're here for you.
When is the last time you had a life insurance checkup? Does your life insurance plan provide you with critical illness coverage or long-term care coverage? Contact the experts at Giroux & Associates for a life insurance checkup today. Protect your most valuable asset, yourself. Call Mike Giroux at 888-360-8611 to schedule an appointment today.
Welcome back to Primetime Preps. Brad Caldwell, Bill Harshaw, and man, the cool interviews from both. Ethan Gregory, Mike McDonald, and Henry Apple. Henry Apple is one of those guys that is just a wealth of knowledge when it comes to high school sports. He touched on his high school sports podcast that they do on the Northwest Arkansas Democrat Gazette. You can go check that out. And then Ethan Gregory, which he's going to be our one of our primetime performers. Kid is killing it right now as a senior for the Mountain Burke Dragons. And, you know, Mountain Burke is my alma mater. And, you know, They've had some good teams throughout the years. Sure. I played on a pretty good team about 10 years later, but it's not a school that has a ton of success. It's a school that has pockets. But right now, they've got senior high doing well, junior high doing well, and then seventh grade also doing well, to the point that they lost to Akron a couple weeks back. It was the first time that they had lost the game inside the program since December.
My goodness.
Unbelievable. They're having a great year over there at Mountain Burke.
So, yeah, I mean, so it's definitely a good thing to showcase the successes of every program like Mountain Burke. I'm glad that we was able to get Ethan on.
Absolutely. And it's crazy because I know Ethan's mom. I went to high school with Ethan's mom. I can't believe that old now.
I remember
Ethan's mom very well there at Mountain Burke. And Coach Mike McDonald's doing a great job over there. And, again, we want to say thanks to Henry Apple. But we're going to go to our primetime performers of the week. And we've got some good ones here. We've got Jaden Thomas from Conway. She scored 31 points in a victory over Fort Smith Northside.
31 points, and that was a big-time win for the Wampus Cats in that big win over Fort Smith Northside. Jaden Thomas, you don't see 31 points very often in a girls' game, but when you do, we got to showcase that one.
Bailey Augustine of Walnut Ridge, she scored 30 points against Corning. Big-time for her, Walnut Ridge, and then a girl that we've seen in person now, Bree McCrotty, sophomore, 25 points against Atkins, being able to beat Atkins actually moved them up a seed in the district tournament, flipped the two. I'm going to be interested to see that game later this week, most likely, when Dover and Atkins play again. You know a little bit about that one, don't you?
Listen to me. That is going to be a fantastic atmosphere. You know, we've been talking about all season long about how, you know, we miss that atmosphere where the gym is full. You know, we've been seeing as the season goes on, these gyms are getting more and more packed. They're letting more and more people in. The COVID fears are slowly and surely going away. And I expect this game, Dover and Atkins, when they match up here in postseason, that's going to be a fantastic atmosphere to go to.
As we always do, we do ladies first. We've got to do guys next. And Ethan Gregory, Mountain Burke, 37 points in the 62-47 win over Lavaca. Big win for Mountain Burke. I know a little bit about Lavaca as well. Coached by a very good coach over there, Renner Reed, former Greenwood assistant there, Arkansas Tech alum. he's built a really good program over there, but the Dragons, Ethan Gregory, too much to stop for LaVaca.
That's right, and we've seen Ethan Gregory on this show before in our primetime performance. He's doing it again, guys, and if as
there
long
goes
as he
that
can,
man again.
There he does it again, and I'm telling you, we're going to see him again. You know, the basketball season is winding down, but we're going to continue to follow his career.
Kalel Ware of North Little Rock, going to be one of the highly recruited kids in the state. We'll try to get Kalel on the show. 32 points in a victory over Little Rock Southwest. Kalel, almost 7 feet tall, one of the big, lanky, 7-foot kids out there for North Little Rock. Going to be a fun one to watch as the season goes on.
And then over into small school territory, Quitman Bulldog, we have Jacob Cantrell, 28 points in a 75-52 win over Marshall. So 28 points for the Quitman Bulldog. That's pretty good, too.
Big time by Mr. Cantrell over there at Quitman. And so we're back here, and, man, we're so glad to bring you Primetime Preps. We're kind of winding this thing down. We've got just
a
little
more
bit
left this season. I mean,
we're going to take a little bit of a break, and then we're going to come back next year for football season again. We're going to try to build some of the platforms that we've got going on. In the meantime, you do want to go like the Arkansas Sports Network. If you live in and around Russellville and you haven't liked the Russellville Sports Network,
you're
go like
out.
Us.
You're missing out. We got big things coming to the Russellville Sports Network. Yeah.
So we're going to wrap it up from here. So long. We'll say for Bill and for myself, we'll say so long. We'll see you next time right here on Primetime Preps.